So here we go. It's day two of hashtag 365 with me, Alex Baker, and my journey to sorting my life out, basically. Mind, body, and fat. That's kind of the vibe. Yesterday I mentioned today we were going to talk about the importance of goals, and here we are, diving straight in with some goal stuff. Now, I mentioned in the introductory episode in day zero that I'm someone, and if you've listened to stuff that I've done before, like the Alex Baker Show and stuff like that, you'll know that I'm someone who's absolutely obsessed with goals. The idea of goal setting is absolutely at the core of what I'm about. And if I trace back my career, like everything I've achieved in my career has been about getting proper focused goals and delivering on them. And goals don't have to be like massive, crazy, out there, impossible to, or seemingly impossible to achieve things. They can be really specific and kind of almost like micro goals. And I guess a good example of what I'm talking about here is when I started out life at Kerrang Radio all those years ago, you know. And you can just imagine, like, picture the scene, this kid like banging on the door of Kerrang Radio, a brand that so many thousands of people want to work at. And I was like, yeah, I just want to work here. Like, what can I do to help out, you know, sort of thing. And there was all these little goals, like all these little things that I wanted to achieve to get to the point where I needed to get to, or I wanted to get to at Kerrang Radio. And they were all kind of micro things. Like, for example, I really wanted an @kerrangradio.co.uk email address. But obviously they weren't just going to give an @kerrangradio.co.uk email address to any old kid, like, just walked off the street. Oh, can I help out? Yeah, sure, here's an official email. That was never going to happen. So I had, like, in my little goal book, I had written down, I need to get @kerrangradio.co.uk email address. How do I go about that? I need to figure it out. And what this does, it sort of focuses the mind. People talk about the RAS, the reticular activating system, which sits at the base of the, or the top of the spine, base of the neck. And this isn't like an opportunity spotter. This is science. This isn't just mumbo jumbo. It's like an opportunity spotter. Once you've talked to your RAS, once you've downloaded something to your RAS through your subconscious, it looks out for things in the world. So in my brain, I knew as a focused goal that I needed to get an @kerrangradio.co.uk email address. So I, without even necessarily realizing, I'd be like listening out for stuff. So someone might go, oh, can you email some competition winners or whatever? And my brain in the background, I might overhear that. My brain might, in the background, might go, oh, do you know what? I can do that. Knowing, actually, that I wouldn't be able to email them from an unofficial address. Do you know what I mean? So that's how I got my first @kerrangradio.co.uk email address. Because I did that. There were some competition winners we needed to get in contact with. I was helping out at the moment, interning, making tea and whatnot. I thought I'd take that responsibility off someone's hand. A, I was helpful, but B, I had to have an official email address to be able to contact people in an official manner, which is obviously what I needed to do because there were competition winners. So that's how I got my first email address. Secondly, to get in and out of the building when I first started there, I had to turn up and like ring the doorbell and wait for someone to answer and go, oh, hi, it's Alex, can you let me in? And then the receptionist would let me in and all the rest of it. So I could only be at work during work hours. I could never go there early or get there late and use the studios and do demos and stuff like that because I couldn't get in the building. So I thought to myself, I need to get myself like an electric key for this place. Like, you know, because everyone had these little key fobs which enabled you to get in and out of the building. I was like, I need to get one of those. How can I get one of those? And then again, I just spotted the opportunity because I had it as a clear, focused goal. I was able to spot that opportunity. And what happened? A shift came up. It started at 5 a.m. And all the other people on the street team, because I was on a street team at the time, this is years ago, all the other people on the street team were like, I'm not getting in at 5 a.m. Screw that. No way. You're having a laugh. I'm going to be out on the lash the night before. There's no way I'm coming in that early for a stupid job. No, blah, fuck you, like sort of thing. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. No problem. Because I knew nobody else was going to be there at 5 a.m. There was going to be no one else in the building to let me in. Not even the breakfast show team would be there at 5 a.m. For me to be able to get in for the shift, I would have to have an electronic key. And sure enough, the marketing guy, Max, big love Max, he said to me, I think he's at Radio 1 now, is he? I can't remember. He said to me, oh yeah, for you to be able to do the shift, you're going to have to get a key. I'll set you up. Gave me a little fob. Bam. Suddenly there I was. This guy, this intern with our @kerrangradio.co.uk email address and my own key to the building. So that meant I could pretty much come and go as I please. I wasn't someone that was taking the mick, and I wasn't, like, you know, going there to steal equipment or anything stupid like that. I was there to make a good impression. I was there to do really good work. And all these little focus goals culminated in me getting my first job in radio. You know, that story, I could tell that story for half an hour, because it's a proper long story. And there's all these other little bits and pieces of the puzzle that I could talk to you about. And do you know what? Perhaps down the next year, the next 363 days now, perhaps it will come up at some point. But yeah, if you want me to talk about it, then maybe hit me up on Twitter @AlexBakerman. But I think I've made the point. The point is, it's super important to make goals. Without goals, I genuinely believe if you achieve anything in your life, it's just an accident. And as the tagline for that new film that came out on, well, I say new, you might be listening to this years in the future. The tagline for the film Dumplin' that came out said something like, find what you're good at and do it on purpose. Being deliberate in your actions is what will separate you from the pack. You know what I mean? Be deliberate. Find what you're good at, or find what you love, and do it on purpose. Be deliberate. And that's what it's all about with goal setting. Big Shaq, you know, Man's Not Hot. I remember watching an interview with him where all of a sudden, bang, he started talking about goal setting. He started talking about how he had all these different ambitions that he had written up on like a mood board that he had up on his wall. You know, get to 1 million views on YouTube. That was actually written there specifically, properly imagined in writing on his mood board, on his sort of like wish wall thing. This stuff's real, right? And if you talk to anyone that's achieved anything in their lives, they'll probably tell you at some point they have written down a specific goal. I can't get into the importance of it enough. People have written whole books about it. The Secret, basically, at its core, is about finding focused goals and following through on them. Yes, it talks about how the world is this magical place and the universe bends to your will and all this kind of stuff. And that's, you know, well, some people believe that, some people don't. I genuinely believe, though, that when you're absolutely clear about what you want to achieve because you've written it down, it feels like the universe bends to your will, but what's actually happening is you're just spotting the opportunities. Your brain is just on fire. You know, while other people's brains are kind of like going, oh, what shall I do today? What shall I have for lunch? Oh, I don't really know. Oh, I'm supposed to be going out the weekend, aren't I? Oh, and they're on WhatsApp, and they're on Facebook, and they're on Twitter, and they're on Instagram, and they're on TikTok, and they're on Snapchat, and they're on every single social platform that's just distracting them all the time, using up all their mental energy, all their mental emotion, all the time, using it, using it, using it. While all those people are doing that, your brain, with your focused goals, is snapping onto things. It's firing up. It's noticing things that other people aren't noticing. And it's creating opportunities. And to me, as you can probably tell by me banging on and on, to me, that's like super exciting. That gets me properly fired up. So I can't labour the point enough. You have to write your goals down. You have to be really specific with what you want. You have to write it down in the present tense as well, as if it's something that you've already achieved, something that's already happened. And the reason you have to do that is because the brain, as complex and wonderful as it is, it cannot tell the difference between something that's viscerally imagined and something that's actually happened. It cannot tell the difference. Your synapses fire in the same way. So if you're there going, I believe this, I believe that, I've achieved this, this has happened, this is reality, your brain, it's some parts of your brain, because obviously your conscience, like your conscious, sorry, your now, your thought knows you're lying to yourself or knows that you're kind of, you know, imagining a goal or reciting a mantra. But your subconscious, the bit at the back, the sort of primal part, it doesn't necessarily know. And that's so powerful, because if you really believe it, you're setting your body and your mind up to succeed in that goal. So visualize it, imagine it, and keep revisiting it. Keep going back to that goal again and again, saying it to yourself, tweaking it if you need to, just to make it even more potent. Do what you need to do, but just make sure that you've got a seriously focused goal. So here's my goal for #365, and I'll read it to you. Remember, it's written in the present tense. It might sound a little bit weird, but hear me out. My goal. I've come to the end of the 365 days, and I am healthier body and mind than I have ever felt. I've reduced my weight by 4 stone and 6 pounds, and at 14 stone, I am now lighter than I've been in over 20 years. The podcast positively spurred me along every day, and I've received feedback and reviews from people that have said it's genuinely helped them too. I'm calmer, I'm more confident, I'm more energized, and I'm stronger than I've ever been. That's my goal. I'm going to keep revisiting that goal as we move over the next 365 days. That is what I'm focused on. So I've already said before, kind of the point of this podcast is to keep all this stuff front of mind so that I don't slip, I don't fall off the wagon yet again and end up just being still fat at the end of this year. So I want to say a big love and a big thanks to every single person that's listening to this. Loads more people than I thought were going to listen to it are listening to it. And that's so awesome. So thank you. I really hope you're getting something out of it. I know I'm getting a bit sort of, I'm evangelizing a bit and I'm getting a bit passionate, but hopefully you're digging that rather than me just coming across like son of a preacher man or something like that. But I'll be back tomorrow for day 3. There's so much more to talk about. It's going to be an amazing year. Get your goal written down. Write it in the present tense as if it's already happened, as if it's happening right now, as if it's all around you. And yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. Take care.